Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Classic Wonk tune. This camera angle a little better here. Okay, this song is called Rhythmaning. Rhythmaning, the rhythm changes. Wonk did a few rhythm changes tunes. And this is probably the most played of his rhythm change tunes. It's a pretty simple little melody. It offers up some options, I think. Sometimes you hear Wonk play it where he turns the beat around like something like things like this. You know, it's such a simple melody that you can do a lot with it. So it's just triads and then down the scale in thirds. That's the A section, so 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the bridge. Different ways to end this bridge, but the basic melody is over the D7, of course. F sharp changes to F natural for the G7. Now you can play the same thing. First melody is the same when it goes to C7, because now instead of being root, second, third on the chord, now it's 9th, 3rd in the flat 5, because this is over a C7. Now this kind of goes up a whole tone scale, starting on E. But there's also kind of a B. So, what was I doing? That's kind of nice. I can get the 3rd and the 7th tritone. Because this, that resolves that way, right? So this is, that's an F7, and then you got the sharp 4 there. So it could be maybe just up the one string. Or maybe. Maybe. A lot of different. Oh, that's kind of cool. In any case, that's the tune. This because it's simple. I'm just playing a fifth. Rhythmus. Anyway. Just now, maybe I can work it out on tape here. So, because it has these phrases that are like, maybe with fingers. So I want to put a little. The problem with playing solo is that, you know, sometimes the melody just by itself is a little bare, or even. If you don't want to have a super involved arrangement, like, you know, it's and start hitting different bass notes and things like that, that gets kind of difficult. So, with the pick, especially. So maybe. That's the part I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, maybe that'll work. So let me explain what I'm doing. So this is I'm just playing a pedal, and I'm playing it as a kind of a in three. One, two, three, one, two, three. So. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So instead of counting it off, one, two, one, two, three, four, I'm counting it off. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. So that, you know, so I'm counting off like three, three, and then the next three gets cut off, but it comes in on the form on the second note. Like this. So, one. I'll count four beats, and then I'll do my little intro. One, two, three, four. Sorry. One, two, three, four. Bridge better somehow. I haven't figured out how. I want to keep it going. I don't have a good pedal. Wish I had a lower note. that's no good. Well, for now, I'll play it some kind of... Oh, you know what? Do it like that. I'll do it with a pedal on the D. All right, I'm gonna try my little arrangement right now. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So where we play the last A section, so... Okay, so that was, after I played the bridge, I played the last A, the same as the second A. So I said, we're gonna come in on beat 4 with F. It's gonna take a little work to get this together, but anyway, these kind of things are fun to practice. I never played that before just now, so I'm figuring out something. So thanks for your patience. I would try it different ways. So for example, on this, I didn't start it over again for the second A. I let it keep going so that when that pedal comes in on the second A, it's actually in a different place, right? Because the first time I did it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. So it comes in on the second note. One, two, three, four. Second time it comes in on the third note on the second A. So how does it work? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. so that's kind of cool. I think at tempo it would sound interesting. So let's see if I can take it a little faster. One, two, three, four. Ah, shoot. See, if you think about it, if you start thinking about it, it messes it up. You just got to go on the feeling. And so on. So I'm going to work on that a little bit. I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to post a little version of me doing that thing that I just described, but cleaner. And I'll work on it for like half an hour and see what happens. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.